2 Timothy chapter 2, 24 through 26. It's great seeing everybody here this morning. This is a great privilege, and I'm thankful for Pastor Dan giving me the opportunity to preach God's Word to you all this morning. And those of you that are guests this morning, I want to encourage you to come on back and hear our pastor, Pastor Dan, preach. It'll be a blessing to you, I know. And so if you're ready, let's get into God's Word this morning. The title of the message is Freedom from the Strongholds of Life. Freedom from the Strongholds of Life. 2 Timothy 2:24 through 26 says, "And the servant of the Lord must not strive, but be gentle unto all men, apt to teach, patient, in meekness, instructing those that oppose themselves, if God peradventure will give them repentance to the acknowledging of the truth, and that they may recover themselves out of the snare of the devil, who are taken captive by him at his will." Let's go to the Lord in prayer right now. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, I want to thank you again for just this opportunity to come and worship you and honor you and to learn from your word this morning. And Lord, I'm thankful for everyone here who's taken time out of their Sunday morning to come and to share in that as well, to just learn more from your word and to worship you and to honor you. And Lord, I just pray this morning that first and foremost, that I'm just a humble, spirit-filled teacher. Lord, help me to share your truth this morning and not my own. May we get your wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. May we all have hearts, Lord, ready to learn and grow and to take your principles from your word that we learned this morning and to live them out in our lives, to start applying them, Lord. That's how we'll see change in our lives, Lord. Help us to be encouraged by your truth and then to go forth and glorify you in all that we do. And we pray this in Jesus' precious name. Amen. You know, when I was a kid growing up, one of the common themes that would happen in some of the movies for kids and stuff, I always wondered that as I got older, why you always saw that a lot. It'd be a theme where there'd be a wild animal out there through the wilderness. You know, maybe it was an old Western or like some of those old live-action Disney movies I used to watch as a kid, like Davy Crockett or all those, you know, those were great. But they always had a theme in there, whether it's a TV show or a movie, where you'd see a wild animal out there in the woods, whether it was a bear or a wolf. A lot of times it was like a mean, gnarly, wild animal. And it'd be going along, and it'd be sniffing along, and all of a sudden it would snap, get caught in a trap. Its paw would be snagged in there, and it'd be trying to get free. And the more it struggled in this trap, just the tighter the grip that trap got on its paw. I don't know why it was a common theme. You see it a lot in movies back then. And then what would come along? The animal stuck there. What would come along? In comes the hero of the movie or the TV show and sees the wild animal there and slowly kind of maybe has some food for it and coaxes it out and comes along. And then everybody's all happy because he frees the wild animal. And now this wild wolf, which was mean at one moment, now becomes the hero's friend. You know, we see that common theme. And you know what? Some of you out there right now, this morning, may be feeling like that animal caught in a trap, caught in that snare. Whether it's some kind of struggle in your life, some kind of issue, some kind of problem, but you just feel trapped. And the more that you try and get out of that trap, the tighter its grip seems to be on your life. And listen, you may be out there hoping that someone's just going to come along and sweep you out of that trap, just like that animal in that movie. But you know what? Reality is a lot different than Hollywood, isn't it? You know, in reality, that animal doesn't always get out of the trap alive, does it? Sometimes, or most times, it ends up as a skin or as food or whatnot. It doesn't have a happy ending. And listen, you may be hoping for that hero, but whatever the trap may be, whatever your struggle may be this morning, at this time, whether it be fear, worry, grief, maybe you're struggling with substance abuse, alcohol, drugs, whatever it may be, maybe you're stuck in just wrong relationships, you know, just time after time after time. Maybe you're struggling with loneliness. Whatever it is, you may be feeling hopeless and discouraged You may be at the point thinking there's no way out of this stronghold, out of this trap. Listen, if your situation seems hopeless now, I want you to know, don't despair. The Bible will show you, how you can become free from the traps that this life brings. You can be free from the bondage of the struggles of this life, no matter how tough they may be. Let's take a look at God's Word this morning. How can you find freedom from the strongholds of life? The first principle is by understanding that you are caught in a trap. Okay? By understanding that you are caught in a trap. The first step, get this in your handout, the first step in getting out of a trap is to first realize that you're caught in the trap. You may be going, what? Why? How wouldn't you know? I mean, if you're caught in a trap, wouldn't that be just, hey, listen, folks, there's people time after time after time who struggle with strongholds and have no idea what their problem is. No idea. They don't realize that they got themselves caught in a trap, just like that animal in a bear trap. In 2 Timothy chapter 2, 24 through 26, it's a great passage on how to break free from the strongholds of life. But it's interesting, in this passage, there's three people mentioned. There's three types of people mentioned. You got the person who's putting out a trap, okay? You got the trapper. You got the person in here who's gotten caught in the trap. But then we got the person in here that's the hero. He's trying to help the person out of the trap. And listen, you may be that person going, man, this morning, you know what? I'm that person caught in a trap. In verse 26, the word snare is used, and that's exactly what that word means. That word snare there in verse 26 means a trap, like the little rope trap, you know, tied to the tree. You've seen that? You walk along, it whips up and you're dangling upside down. Or one of my favorites when I was a kid, I always tried to catch wild animals in my backyard, even though I don't know what wild animals I was thinking I was going to catch. But you had the box with the stick, you know, and you tie the little rope around it and you hide behind a tree and then you wait. I don't know what I was waiting for because there wasn't, it's not like I was rabbits running around everywhere, you know, but that's that idea. That's what that word means there, that this person is caught in a snare. They are stuck and they can't get out. Listen, no matter what your particular struggle or stronghold, you need to see it for what it is. You got to see it for the truth. It is a snare in your life that you need freedom from. And listen, the world out there has all sorts of different ways that they'll tell you on how to get out of that trap. You know, whether you're flipping on the TV, you know, you got all sorts of doctors, Dr. Phil, Dr. That, Dr. Whoever out there telling you what to do. They all contradict themselves. You got the biggest section in bookstores is the self-help section, you know, and you walk 2 feet down from one book and this book is contradicting the other. There's all sorts of things. You can go on the internet. You can watch YouTube videos. The world has all types of reasons and ways to get out of your struggle and all sorts of reasons why you're in that struggle. But listen, the Bible here calls it straight up. It is a stronghold. And that's exactly what that word means. It has a stronghold on your life. So you may be wondering, hey, if you're caught in a snare, you may be wondering, how in the world did I get caught in it in the first place? Look at 2 Timothy here, chapter 2, verse 26. Look what it says here about the person who's caught in a trap. It says, and that they may recover themselves out of the snare of the devil, who are taken captive by him at his will. You can see here, according to this verse, that you have gotten yourself caught in the snares and the traps of the devil himself. You may be thinking, well, wait a minute. How did I get caught in a snare? I didn't choose to get caught in a car accident. I didn't choose for that guy to run through a red light. That wasn't my choosing. How did I get trapped? Listen, you may not be able to change the circumstances of what happened in your life, but you sure can change how you act. through those circumstances. Your struggle may not be that car accident, that disease, or that issue that's happened in your life that was outside of your control. But you can sure make the choice to not be bitter about it. Listen, but Satan out there, he is out there and he wants you to be caught in that bitterness. He wants you to be caught in that fear. He wants you to be caught in that discouragement. He wants you to keep thinking that there is absolutely no way out of the strongholds. In your handout, it says, you have an enemy out there. You have an enemy out there, and this enemy is actively seeking to trap you. He is actively seeking to trap you. Take a look at the verse here up on PowerPoint. Acts 26:18. Now this is Paul. Paul is getting his marching orders from Jesus Christ. He's just trusted in Christ. Jesus is training him up. He's getting him set. And this is what he tells Paul. This is what I'm going to send you out to do. This is your mission. He says, I'm sending you out to open their eyes, talking about those that don't know Christ, to open their eyes and to turn them from darkness to light and from the what? Power of Satan unto God, that they may receive forgiveness of sins and inheritance among them which are sanctified by faith that is in me. People are out there under the power of Satan, and they need freedom from that stronghold in their life. In your handout, I got another great verse, Ephesians 6:11. God talks about putting on the whole armor of God. He says, listen, put on the whole armor of God. Why? That ye may be able to stand against the wiles of who? Of the devil. You have an enemy out there. He wants you discouraged. He wants you to just wallow in your misery so you're not searching for the truth. And then when you trust in the truth of Jesus Christ, he wants to keep you bitter. He wants to keep you down so that you're not sharing that truth with others. Listen, now you got a better idea about the enemy that you face out there in the midst of your struggle. But still, how did you get caught in this snare? Well, the key to answering this question is found in verse 25. Take a look at verse 25. Look at the beginning there. We're going to read the beginning part here. Read it with me. It says, in meekness, instructing those that what? Oppose themselves. Did you catch that? Instructing those that oppose themselves. Get that in your handout. The person trapped in the snare. If you're caught in a stronghold right now, if you're caught in a struggle in your life and you see no way out, the Bible says you're trapped, all right? The person trapped in the snare opposes himself. You oppose yourself. That word oppose, okay, that word oppose means to set oneself opposite, okay? It means to be inclined to dispute. You're basically disputing. You're having a disagreement with yourself. You're disputing with yourself. In other words, you may have heard it this way. The old saying says, you are your own worst enemy. That's what God's saying. How'd you get caught in the trap? Because you're your own worst enemy. I can say amen to that. I look back at the decisions that I made in my past in my life, and I was like, man, what a dummy. What a dummy. I was my own worst enemy. Enemy. Now pay close attention to this. This is important. This is really, really important. If you desire to find freedom from your stronghold, and I listen, it doesn't always have to be a big stronghold. All a stronghold is anything that is keeping you from growing in your relationship with Christ. It could be something minor. But if you desire to find freedom from your stronghold, okay? Somewhere along the line, you believed a lie. Whether it was a lie the world told you, whether it was a lie someone else told you, whether it was a lie that you told yourself. And as a result of that lie, you made bad choices based on that lie. This led then to continued wrong thinking, okay? Until before you knew it, you fell into that snare laid out by Satan himself. And where you could have started off resting in the joy of the Spirit, You're wallowing in bitterness and anger. Bitterness and anger. And you come deeper and deeper ensnared in that stronghold. But listen, just as I said in the beginning, don't despair. You are not alone. You're not alone out there. If we are truly honest with ourselves, if we really were truly honest, every single one of us in here could say we've done that. We've told ourselves lies, things that weren't completely true. And we got ourselves caught in some issues and some troubles. But listen, get this in your handout. There is hope. There is hope. And it starts with being honest about your struggle. You've got to be honest about your struggle. Don't cover it up. Don't candy coat it. Don't make light of it. Be honest. Be open. Listen, if I was to take a rotten apple, all right? You know, when I was a kid once, I bit into an apple and a little worm crawled out. That's gross, you know? If I was to take that apple, I could cover it with caramel, couldn't I? And it'd look good, wouldn't it? I mean, but it's still a rotten apple, isn't it? It may look good, but it's still rotten. Listen, we can candy coat our problems. We can try and make light of it. But you'll never really be searching for the truth to get out of that problem, to get out of that struggle if you're not being honest. You gotta be honest. The next principle, and that leads it to the next principle, which is how are you going to be free from the strongholds of life? Well, it's by truly desiring freedom. You gotta truly want to be free. You gotta be truly searching to be free. Listen, knowing that you're caught in the trap, acknowledging it for what it is, being truthful and honest about it is a great first step. But then you got to start searching after the ways to get free from it. You got to have a desire to once and for all be free from that trap. Once you recognize the trap for what it is, you got to have that desire. Get this in your handout. If you don't desire to become free, and folks, there are people out there who are stuck right there. They're more afraid of freedom from their struggle than they are to remain in it. Listen, if you don't desire to become free, you will never, the blank is never, you will never take the steps to find freedom. You never will. You will not be eager to seek or accept help either. Look at verse 26 again. This is really important. It's really important. And you know, as a side note, it's a great bit of encouragement for those of you that maybe have family members or friends that are struggling and you don't know what to do to help. You've tried to share it with them. You tried to do what you can to help them change and they just don't seem to want it. This could be a great encouragement too. But look at that. Look at verse 26. It says that they may recover what? Themselves. Themselves. That's the key. This verse states, all right, that you are caught in a trap, but you must recover yourself. Folks, I can't make you change. I can't make you change. Pastor Dan can't make you change. No one on staff here can make you change. Your parents can't make you change. You got to make that decision yourself. The Bible says that you may recover. That word recover, it's a great word. It means to be sober again. To regain one's own senses. Now when it talks about being sober, it's not just talking about drinking. It's talking about you're not making foolish decisions anymore. You're thinking clearly. You're basing your thoughts and your decisions on good, solid truth. It conveys the idea of being able to think clearly, to see everything right and correct. So get this in your handout. It is up to you. It is up to you to change the way you think about your situation. You got to change your thinking. You want to get free from that stronghold, you got to change the way you think about it. You got to change the way you approach it. You got to change the things that you do. You got to stop making wrong decisions based on faulty information and start living your life according to sound and true principles. That's what you got to do. Quit making foolish decisions and start living according to good, sound, true principles. And this next point is so important. These principles are only found in the Bible. You want true, sound principles, you got to find them in the Bible. You want to be thinking soberly, thinking clearly, you got to find them in God's Word. And it's up to you to make the choice to start applying them in your life. Listen, I can get the Bible in my head all day long, but I can't force it into my wife's head. I can't force it into my kids' head. All I can do is share it with them and pray about them. They got to start taking the steps to start learning and start living out what they learn. Remember that illustration I shared in the beginning about the wolf or the bear that's caught in the trap? You know, the hero came along and rescued that animal, let him free. What would happen if that animal never learned what that metal object was on the ground? It's going to go right back to that trap. It's going to see that little bit of food there. Snap. Right back in the trap. It'll get out. And boom. Right back in the trap. And listen, we're no different. We're no different. If we don't learn the truth, if we don't start changing the way we think, if we don't start living our life based on good, godly, sound principles, you know, if we don't take off that candy coating and start being honest and really approach our issues with God's truth, it's only time before, boom, we're right back in the trap. And I've seen it. Folks, I've seen people who've been off alcohol for 10, 20 years. And one little hard thing happens in their life, boom, they're right back to drinking. They're right back to drugs. They're right back to smoking. They're right back to whatever it is they were struggling with. Why? Because they had nothing. Nothing solid. They weren't basing their freedom on truth. They're just like that animal who goes right back to the trap. Listen, only by recognizing the trap you are in and having a desire to become free from the trap will you find that freedom you need from the strongholds of life. The next principle in your handout is by accepting that God is the only source of freedom. God really is the only source of freedom. I'm telling you, folks, you can go to other things and, you know, that's your choice. But it's only God that offers ultimate freedom from the struggles and strongholds in life. I mentioned before, there is not a lack of material out there. I mean, I've done web searches just to see. It's unbelievable, the stuff. The books, the movies, the tapes, the this and that that's out there. The issue here, though, isn't a lack of information, but the kind of information that's offered and how trustworthy it is. Keep this in mind. This is a great principle. If you keep this in mind and you approach this with it, this is great. A half-truth is still a what? A lie. A lie. That's that candy coating I was talking about. You tell yourself little half-truths, you know, you're still going to get caught in a trap. You know, I can have just one cookie. I can. I'm good. That'll be just fine. I walk past, have that great cookie. That's good. Yay, cookie. And then all of a sudden I'm like, man, I could have one more. That'd be fine. Or here's a good one. We like to use this every once in a while. You know, I'll take a really small bite. That's a zero-calorie bite, you know? We come up with all sorts of great ways to justify what we're doing, but you can't do that. A half-truth is still a lie. Sure, half a cookie isn't a lot of calories, but if you eat a lot of half a cookies, it all adds up, okay? But what you've done is now you're still stuck. I've just eaten half a cookie. Yeah, you're not telling yourself the truth, though. Yeah, I ate 60 half a cookies. You know? You got to be truthful with yourself. A half-truth is still a lie. And listen, that book out there that's popular, that's on the bestseller list, it may have some good stuff in it. But you know what? It's that other stuff you feed your head with that's going to lead you astray. Why rest on a half-truth when you could be resting in full truth, complete truth, 100% undeniable truth? Look at verse 25. Verse 25 says, "In meekness, instructing those that oppose themselves, if God peradventure will give them repentance to the acknowledging of the truth." Get this in your handout. God is the focal point of true recovery and the only source of truth. I say stay away from the self-help section. Blah, blah, I can't speak. Stay away from the websites and the videos and all that. Be careful when you go to your local Christian bookstore too, because some of that is half-truths. Why go to all that when you've got God's complete, total truth right there? Titus 1:2 says, "In hope of eternal life, which God that cannot lie promised before the world began." God cannot lie. Listen, if God could lie, He wouldn't be holy or just. This wouldn't be truth. You couldn't trust it. But God cannot lie. Go to God's Word. That's where you'll find your source of truth. Trust in Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Then get grounded in your relationship with Him through His Word. God cannot lie, which means you can completely trust His Word. As you grow in your understanding of the Bible and rest in a relationship with Jesus Christ, you will find freedom through the traps of life. The last point is by trusting and accepting that others will help you. You need to trust and accept that others will help you. In this passage, the Apostle Paul is giving instruction to Timothy, his young son in the faith, pertaining to his ministry. His first instruction in this passage is for the servant of the Lord to help others. The servant of the Lord is to give instruction and teach God's truth, so that you can see the truth about your situation. You can see past those half-truths, those lies. And you can start acknowledging the source of truth, which is God's Word. And start making those sound decisions. And ultimately, you will find freedom. Galatians 5:16 says, "Walk in the Spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh." If you're walking in the Spirit, your eyes on Christ, living according to His principles, that flesh, those traps of Satan, will have nothing on your life. God says you will not fulfill the lust of the flesh. But sometimes it can be hard getting there. But that's why the servant of the Lord is there to help. And the servant of the Lord is every single person who's placed their faith and trust in Jesus Christ. Get this in your handout. It's a great, great principle. The important point to grasp from this is that there are people that desire to help you through this time of struggle. There are people. I can't say that enough. Get these blanks. You don't have to suffer alone. You don't. In fact, you should not suffer alone. You should not. Everyone needs the fellowship and encouragement of others. And according to the Bible, you should be willing to accept this encouragement and fellowship. You should be looking for it. That's how you're going to get free. That's how you're going to find out how you live according to godly principles. Is by getting connected with others that are doing the same as well. And they can show you the way. I got some verses up on PowerPoint. Galatians 6:1-2. "Brethren, if a man be overtaken in a fault," that's a stronghold, that's a struggle, "ye which are spiritual, Restore such a one in the spirit of meekness. Considering thyself, though, lest thou also be tempted, but bear ye one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ. We are to bear one another's burdens. You have a struggle? Come, let me help. I have a struggle? Help me. Let's bear one another's burdens. You don't have to suffer alone. 1 Corinthians 12, 25 through 27. That there should be no schism, no division in the body. That's the church, the body of Christ. That the members should have the same care one for another. Caring for each other. And whether one member suffer, what? All the members suffer with it. Or one member be honored, all the members rejoice with it. Now ye are the body of Christ and members in particular. You don't have to suffer alone. In fact, you should not suffer alone. In your handout, I have got Romans 15:1. Romans 15:1 says, "We then that are strong ought to bear the infirmities of the weak." Those of us who are grounded, those of us who are growing in God's Word, should be looking for people who are struggling and suffering and help bring them up. But then it says, not to please ourselves, though. This is to glorify God. 1 Thessalonians 5:14. "Now we exhort you, brethren, warn them that are unruly." Those that are acting crazy. Hey, you got to change the way you're doing those things. "Comfort the feeble-minded, support the weak, be patient towards all men." You don't have to suffer alone. Listen, you should not be an island unto yourself. The victorious Christian life is not a solo act. It's a team effort. It's why we're called the body of Christ. We're to be doing it together. That's why I started the Freedom Found Ministry, to help those struggling with strongholds. Not just drugs, alcohol, pornography, gambling, or all those big ones like we like to point out, but all of them. Somebody who's fearful. Somebody who's always down and discouraged. Somebody who worries all the time. Somebody who just can't get grounded in the Bible. I read it and I don't know what I'm doing. Come. That's why we're there, to help you grow so you're not suffering alone. In fact, on August 12th, Monday, 6:30, over in the Life Building, we start our 13-week curriculum again with lesson one. I want to encourage all of you to come on out. And listen, if someone points their finger at you, "Well, you're going to the addictions ministry," so what? If you got a struggle, be out there. In fact, the fact that they're saying that, they should come with you. You know? We're supposed to help each other, that there be no schism in the body, that we all have the same care. If one member suffers, we all suffer. If one member is honored, man, we all rejoice. We all rejoice. We should be together. That's why we have eLife starting, to help people get more grounded, take classes to help them learn more from the Bible. That's why during those Wednesday nights on August 21st, I started the Freedom Finders Life Group. You want to get an idea of what the Freedom Found Ministry is about? Come on out, sign up for that class. I'm telling you, you're going to get great principles to handle those strongholds in your life. But then maybe you've got a family member and you want to learn more. How do I help them? Man, those principles will help you too. Come on out. There are ways. There are ways to get connected with people here so that you're not suffering alone. You should not suffer alone. Man, if you got any more questions or anything, call the church office. I would be glad to help you out and talk with you. In conclusion here, you may be feeling overwhelmed right now. You may be feeling overwhelmed with your struggle. Or maybe just unsure of what to do. You know, maybe you're not overwhelmed, but you don't know where to go next. Get this in your handout. Don't despair and don't quit. Don't quit. Don't let failure knock you down. Get back up. Keep going. Keep moving forward. The change won't happen overnight. But folks, I want to tell you, the change can only come through one source. And that's acknowledging the sin in your life, and realizing there's only one Savior of that sin, and that's Jesus Christ, who died on the cross to pay the penalty for your sins. To pay the penalty. And then once you trust in Christ, just get in His Word and grow in that relationship. As you grow in your relationship with Christ, you'll start to overcome those strongholds. He'll give you the strength to see it through. For many of you, there's still a long road ahead. I know, I've been there. I've been there. But in your handout it says, understand that freedom from the traps of life is not just a dream. It's not fantasy, okay? But it can become a reality. It can become a reality.